From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Partnership Health Plan of California awarding more than $1 million in grant funds to the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services for construction of permanent supportive housing units for homeless residents. The funding, one of 24 awards totaling $25 million made by PHC for housing-related projects across the Medi-Cal Managed Care Plan's 14-county service area. Eight community groups teaming up to host a community forum for all five candidates running for a Board of Supervisors seat in the upcoming election on June 5th. The Humboldt-Del Norte Central Labor Council, North Coast People's Alliance, and others are putting together the event, which will be held at the Labor Temple, 840 E Street in Eureka, on May 10th from 6 to 8 p.m. Each group will pose questions relevant to their missions to each of the five invited candidates. Incumbent Virginia Bass and challengers Mary Ann Lyons and Danny Burkhardt in District 4, and in District 5, incumbent Ryan Sundberg and challenger Steve Madrone. Mendocino County Sheriff's Office enlisting the help of a number of public safety agencies now in an attempt to locate the vehicle still submerged in the Eel River in the area of Leggett. Among those groups, Southern Humboldt Technical Rescue, Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Boat Team, California Highway Patrol Helicopter, the Piercy Fire Department, and the Leggett Valley Fire Department. Once the vehicle is located, a recovery plan will be developed to safely remove the vehicle from the river. The whereabouts of the vehicle's occupants, also unknown. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Re-Entry Fair at the Humboldt County Correctional Facility returns April 24th and 25th. The Re-Entry Fair, a two-day event, committed to supporting re-entry concerns encountered by those currently incarcerated in Humboldt County. On April 24th, employers from throughout the county will speak with inmates about employment opportunities upon release from the facility. The week prior to the Re-Entry Fair, the Employment Training Division and the Job Market will be working with inmates to practice interviewing techniques for a successful return to the workforce. On April 25th, community service providers will meet with inmates and share materials connecting them with essential services after release. Residents from the Hoopa Valley and surrounding communities are getting free eye exams this week and prescription glasses if they need them. Eye experts are volunteering their time and resources to make sure residents don't go without valuable eye testing. Earlier in the week, a team of nine doctors examined 230 adults and found that all but eight or nine do in fact need glasses. It's estimated about 1,000 school kids will get exams this week as well. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.